Okay, so we're diving into some fascinating stuff you sent over. This Supreme Court case, Gaboni v. Empire Storage and Ice Co.
From 1949.
Yeah, from way back then. And it looks like at first glance, like a, you know, just a normal labor dispute.
Right.
But then when you really start to dig into it, you get into this really interesting intersection of free speech, rights picketing, and then state laws that are designed to prevent monopolies.
Exactly.
So you had mentioned that you wanted to like quickly get a grasp of, you know, what are the key takeaways from this case and why this still matters, you know, all these years later. So that's our mission today. We're going to dissect Bobone and pull out, you know, the important nuggets of knowledge for you.
Yeah, and it's a really juicy case when
Yeah.
you think about it, because here's what's going on in Kansas City in the late 1940s. You've got all these ice peddlers
Okay.
delivering ice, and this union is trying to organize them.
Right. Seems pretty standard.
Right, so far so good.
Yeah.
Most of the ice peddlers join the union, but there's a few holdouts. And in order to pressure these non-union ice peddlers, the union decides to go after the ice distributors
Okay.
and try to force them to stop selling ice to anybody who's not in the union.
Wow.
One of the ice distributors is a company called Empire Storage and Ice,
Okay.
and they refuse to play ball.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're not going to cut off these non-union guys.
Right.
And so that's when the picketing starts. And it wasn't just, you know, a symbolic picket line. It was a serious picket line that really damaged Empire's business.
Yeah.
They reportedly lost something like 85% of their business because, you know, nobody unionized drivers wouldn't cross the picket line.
Wow. So how did that play out, you know, in the legal arena?
Right. So Empire, seeing their business tank, sues to stop the picketing.
Right.
And they're basing this lawsuit on Missouri state law that says this is an illegal restraint of trade,
Okay.
which is,
Yeah.
you know, you're trying to control the market unfairly, basically.
Yeah.
The union fires back and says, wait a minute. Our picketing is protected free speech under the First Amendment.
Classic legal battle, right?
Absolutely.
State economic regulation versus these fundamental free speech rights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Missouri courts side with Empire
Okay.
and issue an injunction, which is a court order telling the union you have to stop picketing. Well, the union believes strongly in their rights, so they take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Wow. So what did the Supreme Court say?
Well, this is the fascinating thing.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, agrees with Missouri
Really?
and upholds the injunction against the picketing.
Wow.
And here's why they say picketing can be a form of free speech.
Okay.
But they draw this really important line, and they say that protection goes away if your picketing becomes part of illegal conduct.
Okay.
So in this case, they concluded that the union's picketing wasn't just, you know, informational. They weren't just trying to let people know there was a labor dispute.
Right.
They were actually trying to create a monopoly in the ice distribution business in Kansas City.
Wow.
And that they said violates Missouri's perfectly valid laws against restraint of trade.
Yep.
And so the court makes this really important point, which is that the First Amendment doesn't give you a license to break other laws,
Right.
even if you're using speech to do it.
That's a really important takeaway, especially I would think for, you know, law students or anyone navigating the legal landscape, right? This idea that, you know, our rights are not absolute,
That's right.
that the right to free speech, although it's fundamental, it's enshrined in the First Amendment, it does have limits, and often those limits come into play when it's bumping up against other legitimate government interests, like ensuring a fair marketplace, preventing monopolies, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And it also shows how, you know, the context of speech, the purpose behind it,
Yes.
can affect how much protection it gets from the First Amendment.
Right. So, you know, peaceful informational picketing is one thing, you know, like,
Yeah.
hey, letting people know about a labor dispute or something. But
Right.
when you're picketing with the intent to try to, you know, force some kind of illegal activity or create an unfair market, well, that's a different story.
Yeah, this case really kind of set this important precedent that courts have been grappling with ever since.
Right.
Especially in situations where you have protests that are having economic consequences or trying to change how businesses do things,
Right.
it really makes you think about not just what's the message, but what's the conduct and what are they trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And if we think about that in today's world, you know, you have things like online activism that might target a specific company's practices, or you might have protests that physically block access to businesses.
Yeah.
And Gaboni gives us this really important framework for
Yeah.
understanding that even when speech is part of what's going on, the legality of it can depend on whether they're trying to violate some other valid law as part of their bigger plan.
So where do you draw the line between, let's say, protected collective action where people are, you know, exercising their voice versus illegal economic coercion?
Right, right.
Where you're trying to really unfairly, you know, manipulate the market or force people into doing things that are unlawful.
Yeah, that's a tough question.
It is a tough question.
And it's a question that the courts have been wrestling with.
Yes.
Really, since this case.
Yeah, and it just goes to show you that, you know, sometimes a simple thing like a labor dispute over ICE,
right,
you know, back in the 40s can lead to these really profound legal questions.
Exactly.
About our fundamental rights and, you know, the role of the state in regulating the economy. It's really fascinating stuff.
Absolutely.
Definitely something to think about.
A lot to chew on there.
Yeah, a lot to chew on. Thanks so much for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure as always.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
And to all of you listening out there, thank you for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.